Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Coming up, the latest and greatest apps for news junkies. That's us.
Plus, reverse the mute button, our iPad stand of the week, and dogs versus cats.
All that plus jumping ninjas on iPad Today. This episode of iPad Today is brought to you by Squarespace.com, the fast and easy way to publish a high-quality website or blog. For a free trial and 10% off the lifetime of your new account, go to Squarespace.com, offer code iPad Today. And by Slingbox. Watch your favorite TV shows while you're away from home with Slingbox. Check out Slingbox at Best Buy near you or visit Slingbox.com/twit. And by Audible.com. To download a free audiobook of your choice, go to audible.com/iPad today. That's the show. We're the hosts. I'm Leo Laporte.
I'm Sarah Lane.
Hi, Sarah.
It's good to be here.
Sarah, you seem warm in your face.
Yeah, I grew a beard.
Are you flushed? Oh, it's the beard.
Yeah.
Nice.
I just stopped shaving for a day.
Oh, I didn't realize that women could.
All women can.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
So quickly.
Yeah, all women shave twice a day, so you don't know this.
Well, you're right. What do I know about women?
You know. Let me tell you. The things you don't know could fill a book.
Well, Sarah, it's really great to have you today. This, of course, is the show where it's all iPad all the time. Apps, news, reviews, how-tos.
I have to admit something.
What?
I'm not really Sarah Lane.
What does that mean?
I'm Tom Merritt.
Tom Merritt.
You're Sarah Lane.
Oh, my God. Oh, this is embarrassing.
I'm not sure we fooled them.
No. Well, I was fooled. So, yeah, there's all sorts of weird things about the show today. If you're watching later on, you might not know that we're recording live several days in advance, but we are.
Because you're in Paris, and
Well, I'm not in Paris. I'm sitting in Petaluma right next to you.
Yeah.
But on Friday, I am going to Paris.
Uh-huh.
So the way that it works for anybody who's watching the live feed is today we're recording the show that will come out later in the week as usual. So Thursday night.
You did this last week.
We did this last week.
Because of Thanksgiving.
Because of Thanksgiving. But then this week, on its regular day, we will actually have a show that will be for next week when Leo and I are both in France. Not together. He's always quick to point out we're not going together.
You are going.
We're going
at the same time.
We're actually staying
for the same reason.
Similar, yes,
staying in the same room, sleeping in the same bed.
Gross.
You're not together.
Right. We won't speak.
Right.
It's a big difference.
Yeah. It's a subtle,
that's
important difference.
The part of that is true. We're both going to the LeWeb conference, which is a big conference for thousands of people, like-minded tech individuals like mm-hmm. ourselves.
Yeah.
You would like it.
I would love it.
Maybe next
but
year.
Somebody had to stay back.
That's true. Somebody had to stay back and do everything.
Right.
So you actually have a really busy week.
I was doing all the shows, including this one that I'm doing right now in advance.
Right. So you don't. I'm doing you a favor.
Thank you.
You're
yes,
welcome.
Very much.
And thank you for hosting the
well,
show.
Well, and the
me.
Reason that Leo isn't in on today, because Mondays is normally a day off when we're recording this, and it's his birthday.
It is his birthday.
So happy birthday, late. Leo.
Happy birthday.
Except
to
it's
Leo.
Not late on the live stream, but it'll be late when it comes. Aw, oh, look at that.
I wanted to make sure that there is a top to this hat.
Yes, see? Somewhere up there.
I wanted to make sure that even though Leo's not here, and I'm glad he's not because it's his birthday and he should be hanging out, enjoying a Mai Tai somewhere.
Yeah, I know.
Rather than working.
Absolutely.
But happy birthday to you, buddy. And Tom, thanks for doing the show. So this is episode. Do. Practicing my French.
22.
That would be Espanol.
Espanol.
Yes, yes. We're a multicultural show.
22 in Russian.
22.
Mm-hmm. In English.
En anglais. Yes. So today, what we always do, of course, I feel like I'm in some sort of bizarre world because I'm looking at Tom and I'm trying to like not talk to Jammer B, even though he's running the boards and thanks, by the way, Jammer B for being here on a Monday morning. Also not something that you always do. So we're just kind of, seat of our pants right now. But what we always do is talk about some sort of an app theme, something that we've seen a trend towards a certain amount of apps that we like and that are cool and we'll talk about. And this week, we had a viewer suggestion actually from Jason, who kind of started us off here. He says, hey, IPT, you've probably already heard that The Economist now has a wonderful iPad and iPhone version of their newspaper. They don't actually call themselves a magazine, as well as being nicely presented and having the complete online content for current and recent issues. It has a built-in audio version. Best of all, and perhaps uniquely, it's free for existing subscribers. Note that The Economist is one of the few newspapers that have actually increased their circulation in the internet age. Were you aware of that, Tom?
I am. I'm an Economist subscriber. I love The Economist. I think it's a lovely paper. And so we decided to go with that and say, since you're going to be in France,
right,
let's highlight news apps from their bitter enemies, the English.
Yes!
Exactly.
Right, right on. And it's, you know, it's across the pond from us. We have a lot of viewers from the UK. And the UK, quite frankly, the French can say what they will. They've got great news organizations.
There are. They're great news. And the Economist app, I believe, is the right way to do this. You get for free the editor's choice articles, mm-hmm. whether you're a subscriber or not. So you can download it and make use of it anyway.
Got it.
If you are a subscriber, you get all kinds of things. You get the entire paper in there. You get the entire paper read to you as a podcast. And you get all the podcasts from The Economist that are available to everybody. So I think as a subscriber, this is the way to go. Instead of trying to wait for in-app purchases, you just make it available so that anybody can get it anytime. So you go in. I'm logged in as a subscriber here, and you just download the magazine. Now, this is one of the things that I don't necessarily love about this app is that you have to download the magazine. And I think the reason they're doing that is because they want you to be able to purchase individual issues if you're not a subscriber.
Right.
But it's a little bit of the old way of like, oh, wait, I have to wait for something to download before I get to my content.
Well, this is how all of the other magazines are still doing this. I mean, The Daily, which is Rupert Murdoch's new foray into the iPad world, is kind of, I mean, we haven't seen it in use yet, but it's kind of supposed to be the thing that's going to break this download each issue individually problem that we have with all of the magazines. That, you know, for the Wired magazine, for example, so is the example that I use is like, I love that magazine. I love it on the iPad. I just want to just buy it. You know, I want it to auto download once a month. I don't want to have to go through the motions.
Well, that's the thing. If you get the New York Times or the Washington Post apps, you probably know that when you open them up, you get the news immediately. You don't have to download an issue.
Right.
So it's kind of a pain. But really, a lot of good stuff in the Economist app and a good source of news. Another good source of British news is BBC News, which this app has been available since the launch of the iPad. And if you're a fan of the BBC World Service, this is a great way to listen to it, because if you see up here in the corner, you have a live radio button that you can listen to the BBC News. And then, of course, you see this very visual presentation of all the news stories of the day, some of which will have video from BBC television as well. So it's sort of getting the best of the BBC World Service all in one interface.
BBC World.
Yes, the BBC. I can't remember they make the little deek, deek, deek noise.
Yeah, I watched a lot of BBC World when I was traveling the world, because it's often the only channel that you get, even more than like CNN International.
World Service is meant for an international audience,
absolutely,
too. So you will get like British soccer scores and these sort of like make you feel like you're at home if you're an Englishman sort of stuff. But it is international news in scope. And then the other one I wanted to point out was a little bit weird. It's the Times of London. They have put up a paywall now on the Times of London so that you cannot access their content unless you are a subscriber.
And the Times of London
to be a subscriber online.
And they had experienced a huge drop off in folks reading their content because of the paywall.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
But they were the ones who said, listen, we know this is going to happen. We're okay with this. This is the way that we're going forward.
But the app is very nice. Again, it does this thing where you have to download each issue instead of just getting access to the latest news, which I think they're going to have to abandon eventually. It may make sense for a weekly publication like The Economist, but it definitely does not make sense for a daily newspaper. Why do I have to sit here and wait for the latest news to download when it's up to date? I want the most up-to-date news possible from a daily newspaper, right? But once you get in, once you've downloaded and you take a look at the actual paper, it's well laid out. It's very nice. You know, you feel like you're reading a paper, and I think that's what they're going for. You have your little sidebar items, and you just click on them. They take you right to the articles, multi-page articles. You just flip through.
It reminds me of the New York Times app.
Yeah, it's similar. Got that, they've got a little bit of a different navigation down here. I actually think the New York Times has a superior navigation. This is a little hard to get used to, but essentially a good app for mimicking the experience of reading a newspaper.
Right. Times of London. So those are three across the pond apps. The Economist, which is free.
Yeah.
The Times of London, which is free.
Free app right now, and free 30 days of content if you download it right now.
And then BBC News, of course, is free as well. I have got The Economist up. So Tom is an existing subscriber of The Economist. I am not. But this gives you an idea of what I could get just by downloading the app for free and not doing anything else. In fact, it asked me when I first launched the app for the first time, do you want to subscribe and fill out your information? I said, no, thanks. And then you see it's downloading. So this isn't instantaneous. But I could look at editors' articles. Go ahead and read them. Here we go.
Yeah, you get a limited choice of articles for free, even if you're not a subscriber. They give you an option to buy a single issue or to actually subscribe. I think this is the right way to go because it says, look, you can do in-app purchases if you want. But if you're a subscriber, you're a subscriber. Right. We're not going to charge you one time for the newspaper and then one time for the app and then another time for the online. Right. You pay us the money. And The Economist is a steep subscription. You know, it's a couple hundred dollars. But if you pay us the money, you get it all. You get everything we offer.
And this is also, it would be easy to whine and say, oh, well, if I don't pay, you know, I only get a limited access. But this is also the best way to figure out if it's worth your money. You read some articles for free and you go, gosh, I love this guy's writing. I just want to read everything that he writes now in The Economist. And you can decide to take the plunge or not.
And The Economist has been very good about that online as well, where they have absolutely free articles to read on the web that people will link to, and it pulls people in who might eventually turn into subscribers. So I think they're doing a good job of embracing the digital subscription model in a good way, in a way that works for them.
Of course, it's important to note that we're not just UK news readers. Obviously, Tom reads news. Yes, everything on TNT, it's all from the British point of view.
All the Register, BBC News. Mm-hmm. All, yeah.
But, you know, as a news junkie, I think you would call yourself a news junkie.
Well, for tech news, absolutely. And I do like, especially on the weekends, to read the paper to see, you know, I pull up the New York Times app, the Times of London and The Economist and check out headlines.
Yeah, you see what's going on. So, of course, these are not your only choices. These are your, you know, three of the best UK choices. But, of course, the New York Times app, we've talked about it a million times. The Washington Post is a new one. Martha Stewart Living. Hey, news comes from all sorts of places, Tom.
Correct. I was not going to dispute that.
For the links to all the apps that we mentioned today, and of
course...
Wasn't
it Women's Wear Daily that like broke the Facebook story last week?
Yeah, Women's Wear Daily, right. And then the New York Times confirmed it. And Women's Wear Daily also gave us, in a previous episode of iPad Today, an interesting figure of Wired app download numbers.
There you go, see?
Where it's like, Women's Wear Daily...
They're the hot leading news
it's
item.
It's not just about fashion anymore.
No.
Except that it is.
And except when it's about Facebook.
And then it's about Facebook fashion. Right. The two are intertwined. For the links to the apps that we mentioned today, and of course, previous episodes, previous app links, everything you need to know about the show, just visit iPad Today at twit.tv/IPT. Again, watch our past episodes. Subscribe to future ones. That's the easiest way to watch the show. Or you can just go there once a week if you want to.
We don't charge.
Subscription can be a funny word. Mm-hmm. So if you're not into the podcast subscription thing yet and you're not quite sure how it works, you don't have to pay for ours. We give this to you entirely free because we love you. And a quick reminder that isn't the case today because we're recording at a weird time. But normally, if you want to watch us live, you can, and we encourage it. We record iPad Today Live on Thursdays at 4:30 p.m. Eastern, 1:30 p.m. Pacific time. And if you've got app ideas of your own.
Like Jason did today. Kind of kicked off our whole theme.
Absolutely. And we love your ideas because sometimes, you know, we're looking at a blank wall and you're our only hope. You can write us, shoot us an email at iPadToday@twit.tv.
Say you're my only hope again? Except say help me,
well,
Obi-Wan.
You're my only hope.
Kenobi. Thanks. Okay.
Better?
Yeah.
Okay. iPad Today, Tom, is brought to us by
Squarespace.
Squarespace is only the best blogging solution that I've come up with yet. Do you use Squarespace, Tom?
I do. Yeah. We use it for Sword and Laser, mm-hmm. the show that Veronica and I do on sci-fi fantasy books. And we use it for Forecast, the show I do here on Twit on Mondays.
That's right. I use it for my personal blog. I always say that, and then people write me and say, but you never update. That's true.
That's my fault. Squarespace can't do anything about you not updating your blog, but they can make it so easy that you have no other excuse.
Absolutely. Squarespace is it's an amazing way to put together a blog, whether you are just you want to write a journal, you're a photographer, you're some sort of designer, you're somewhere in between. It's a very easy to use UI for anybody who wants to publish online. You can, display your Flickr photos in a really nice way. I mean, you've got all sorts of options. Bring in your tweets. What you can do with Squarespace, and this is a really sticking point for a lot of folks. They go, I've been with WordPress or I've been with TypePad or Blogger for a really long time. I know where everything is. I'm very uncomfortable trying to switch.
I don't want to lose my stuff, a lot of people say.
And, sometimes that's the only place that all your stuff is. And it's very important to have a good import feature. Squarespace has that. It's a wonderful import feature. I've used it myself. I was a TypePad user for years and years and years. And I had very few issues, maybe a couple little issues where I had to fix the ratio on a picture. But for the most part, it was absolutely seamless. And there's an export feature as well. Squarespace isn't going to stick you with. You won't get stuck in there.
They're all about data portability.
They are.
It's your data.
That's a good way to put it. You've got form builders. You can collect email addresses. You've got a nice nifty contact sheet. I use that so that people can contact me easily without having to search for my email address. And what they've done is you can sign up for a free account. You don't need a credit card. You can try it out. Try out Squarespace. So if you're sort of like, I don't know, I'm not sure, give it a try. You've
import
got nothing
your
to
stuff
lose.
Over there. See how it looks. Play around with it. See if you like it first.
Right. And if you don't like it, no big deal. If you decide to go ahead and purchase Squarespace, you can use the offer code iPadToday. So that's squarespace.com and use the offer code iPadToday. And you'll get 10% off the lifetime of your new account. We promise you'll like it. If you want to go to squarespace.com, it also gives you a really nice, nifty page of all sorts of different ways that blogs look on Squarespace. It's a really big variety. So if you're just kind of looking for inspiration, it's a good place to start off. Squarespace.com/iPadToday. Actually, squarespace.com, offer code iPadToday. And we thank them for being a sponsor on Le Show. So, Tom, we talked about how you're such a news junkie. So let's talk about some stuff that's kind of happened over the last week. What do you say?
Ooh, news.
Yeah, news. How do you feel about the Sony Reader coming to the iPad? Because
that is a very good thing for Sony.
Right.
And it's a very good thing for you if you're living in the Sony universe. But I don't think the Sony store is so compelling that it's going to convince a lot of people to switch over.
Doesn't this just sort of seem like Sony saying, me too, me too?
It's basically Sony saying, oh crap, me too.
Right.
Because you have the Amazon Kindle app on the iPad. You have the Barnes & Noble Nook app on the iPad. You have other e-reader apps on the iPad as well, like Stanza.
You've got iBooks.
Yeah, and iBooks, of course, built right in. Well, you have to download it, but it's made by Apple is what I mean. So Sony is like, you know what? We cannot be left out. We need to do this strategy. It's the right thing for Sony to do. I wouldn't recommend switching to it if you're already involving the Nook, for instance, and you're happy with that. I don't see any benefit to switching over to the Sony Reader.
So you won't be reading books through your Sony Reader on your iPad then?
I use the Kindle myself.
You do?
For books, yeah. Or Stanza for open format stuff.
Mm-hmm. So if you are a Sony Reader fan, you will you will have the option to download Sony Reader for the iPad. They say in December. So December 1st is like in just a few days. So
by the time
maybe
you
this
hear
week
this, might be happening.
It might already be out.
So just in case, so you don't write us, it's already out. Or is it?
Maybe on New Year's Eve, you can download the Sony Reader for iPad. We're not sure. But, we were sure about the Slingbox app. Remember the Slingbox folks said cranberry sauce soon?
And they were right.
And they didn't
burn the cranberry sauce.
No. The cranberry sauce was fresh and delicious.
Didn't get spoiled waiting for Slingbox. There is a Slingbox app.
So as long as Sony stays true, then we can be looking for that in December. Whether you're interested or not, you know, Tom, I have to agree with you. I've already experienced reader overload on my iPad. There's only so many ways I need to be able to read things, but it's good to have options. Speaking of options, it didn't take long for a iOS 4.2 jailbreak to surface.
No, that was really fast.
It was really fast.
Sometimes these version upgrades mess with things more than others. There's some caveats to this one, but essentially, yeah, you can use Red Snow to jailbreak your iPad.
If you if you look through the Cydia store, there's obviously a bunch of jailbreak options where you go, well, what is jailbreak, Jane? Well, depending on what you're looking for your iPad to do that it doesn't do natively, you've got a lot of options. One of the options that's getting the most attention is many of you remember, and stand on one side of the fence for sure. Leo and I have differing opinions about this. Is the home orientation lock that turned into a mute button with the upgrade to 4.2. Now, Tom, you were sort of siding with Leo. Leo said, I like my orientation button. I use it all the time, and I don't want to have to go through my software settings in order to switch back and forth. And I said, with 4.2 and stuff running in the background so much more, I think I prefer the mute button to be my handy little software toggle.
I also found that the mute button doesn't always work.
Well, that's because, I mean, it's almost like running in the background. I mean, the app has to be set up to run in the background using 4.2.
It has to be set up to respect the mute button.
It's a two-way street. In fact, Leo and I have done a few tests where it's like, let's see if this mutes. Sometimes Pandora doesn't mute or didn't last time we checked. Anyway, the point is this little button here, it used to be, do you want to lock your orientation, you know, to landscape or portrait mode? And now it's mute or unmute. There you go. So mute or unmute. If I was to jailbreak my iPad, which I haven't, and I don't plan to, because especially for purposes of this show, I don't need things not working the way that I expect them to work. But if you were to,
you can
have the option. It's a program called No Mute.
No Mute.
Which is making people really happy.
Brings your screen lock switch back to a screen lock switch, which actually works all the time. Unlike the mute button aspect of the screen lock switch.
That just sort of works.
Which works some of the time.
And even though
people should know about this jailbreak, though. If you jailbreak 4.2 on your iPad, it's a tethered jailbreak. Which means if you reboot your iPad, you will have to connect it to iTunes again in order to re-jailbreak it every time.
Oh my, what?
So that's something to need to hold off until they've figured that out. But for now, that's what's going on.
That's a clunky jailbreak.
It's a tethered jailbreak.
Mm-hmm. It's worth noting also that if for whatever reason you were to prefer the home orientation lock button, you're not that far away from muting, because as Tom's pointed out in the past, you just hold down your volume down button for just a few seconds and it'll mute.
And that still works. They haven't changed
that. And that's the way it's always been. So
the advantage of the mute button is that if you switch it to mute and then unmute, it goes right back to where the volume was before.
Right. It's like a remote control on a TV.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing as going volume up and down.
Yeah.
You get the same effect, but
I'm not so annoyed at losing the mute button or losing the screen lock button that I will suffer a tethered jailbreak. Because if I'm on a plane and I need to turn the iPad off and turn it back on,
can you imagine? That's the sort of where you go, oh well, can I live with it? And you know what'll happen is you'll have to reboot at a very inopportune time, and you'll pull your hair out. And who needs it?
Yeah, and then you're bald. Uh-huh. Was it worth it? Tell me that. Riddle me that, Lane.
I don't think I'd look good bald.
Side effects of jailbreaking may include baldness.
You know, when I was an infant, didn't look good. And I'm not willing to go back. So the iPad keeps selling.
It's selling like hotcakes, ladies and gentlemen.
People keep buying the iPad, and whether you
actually think the sales have slowed down.
Right.
So some, like Acer's CEO today was like, oh, the iPad's showing weakness. We're going to kill it. But it was expected to slow down because it was selling so fast. Right. Gartner Group is still saying, you know what? We're going to revise our PC shipments down because of the impact of the iPad and other tablets. People are starting to buy tablets more, and especially the iPad. So you know what? I don't think we're going to be seeing as many PCs shipped.
Doesn't surprise me. And this certainly, you know, these aren't the first rumblings of, ooh, the PC market's in trouble. I mean, we've been hearing this for months. Originally, it was always iPad is killing PC sales. Now, the iPad is one of several tablets that people are excited about.
Now, it's tablets are killing PCs.
Now, tablets are killing PCs. And, you know, I think killing is a strong word, but of course they're going to eat into the market. Of course. I mean, my iPad is my tablet of choice. And of course, this is, you know, iPad today. So this is the tablet that we're talking about on this show. But this would keep me from needing to buy a PC.
And the PC market is not dying. The PC market is going to grow 14.3% in the next quarter instead of 17.9%.
It's slowing.
So it's just, it's not growing as fast, but it's still growing.
Right. And, you know, it could be slowing for a variety of reasons. One being that people are buying tablets, especially over the holiday season.
Yeah. Gartner says that led by Apple's sales of the iPad tablets will cause them to revise that down. But, you know, good news is Black Friday, Cyber Monday all appear to be very successful. The economy seems to be kicking back in a little bit. So hopefully that'll stay.
iPads were on sale on Apple.com last Friday. Don't know if you noticed that. Not TJ Maxx low.
No.
But not, lower.
But real, because apparently the TJ Maxx thing wasn't real.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
We're get out of town.
TJ Maxx people reporting like, we don't know what you're talking about.
You're kidding me.
iPads. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That's.
It was a hoax?
But I don't know what it was. Maybe it was one TJ Maxx had them for cheap or something. But the Apple sale was real.
Yes.
If what? 10% off? Was it?
It's normally $4.99. I think they were selling it for $4.59.
Oh, so not even 10% off.
Not really very cheap at all.
But the deal.
It was in red ink the site, which means less money goes to Apple. They didn't have the 11-inch MacBook Airs on sale, only the 13. The 11-inch is the one that everyone wants, that because it's the it's sort of the iPad size and really is.
It's the one.
So, Tom, I know you haven't done this show in a while, but every so often I like to throw my head back and whine about something.
Ah. Yes, I've noticed that not even on the show.
Yeah. Well, I do it on the show also, just up in our office that in that very small room where I like to whine. You familiar with the site Daily Booth?
No, I'm not.
Dailybooth.com is sort of how it started. And the whole idea is we've all got these built-in eyesights. Of course, if you're not using a MacBook, you may have a webcam of some kind. But the idea is that many people, whether they have desktops or mobile,
one thing the iPad doesn't have a built-in camera.
One thing the iPad doesn't have a built-in camera but you know, people have easy ways to take pictures of themselves. You know, making funny faces or saying hi to their friends or whatever. Daily Booth skews young as far as the users, but a big happy community taking pictures of themselves. What, you know, you might do is say, I'm having a bad day and, you know, kind of, and then I would comment back with I'm having a bad day too. And so it's
I thought you were going to say, I would comment back, why do I care? Stop polluting the stream. Because that's what most people would do to me if I posted that.
I don't care what you had for lunch. Stop showing it to me. So the idea, you know, whether or not you're interested in the idea of Daily Booth, you can't deny that a lot of people are enjoying it. And, you know, it's fun if you're into that sort of thing. What Daily Booth has and has had for a while now is an iPhone app, not an iPad app, because, of course, the iPad doesn't have a camera.
Right.
And we talk about the iPad not having a camera, and wouldn't it be nice if it did, and everyone expects that the next version.
Has a space for a camera.
Has a space for a camera. Certainly.
No camera.
Has the capacity for a camera. Does not have a camera. And the Daily Booth iPhone app is great because, of course, with the front-facing camera, of course, on the iPhone 4, it's very easy to take a picture of yourself, although turn around at 3GS or something. But Daily Booth would be the perfect iPad app if only the iPad had a camera, so it can't come fast enough.
So that's your wine?
That's my wine.
iPad needs a camera.
Yeah, you know, I should have brought my iPhone 4 down here to show you.
It's an old wine. And wines get better over time.
It's a familiar wine with a new twist.
I see.
It's because I want a Daily Booth.
It's vintage.
You know, Daily Booth is, and I bet a lot of folks in the chat room are either like, oh, Daily Booth, so annoying. You know, Daily Booth kind of gets a bad rap because it's like, oh, it's so vain. Just people taking pictures of themselves. But
you can still read the pictures on the iPad. You just can't take a picture. It's kind of like Instagram on the iPad.
Yes, it's very much like Instagram, except that Instagram is even less of a... Well, Instagram is already kind of gamed by people who import photos from somewhere else.
Right.
And that's
I just download photos from professional photographer sites and stick them in my Instagram feed.
And then you get on the popular page and you feel so good.
Yeah.
It's like juicing in baseball.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what you're doing is wrong, but there's still a little bit of glory
involved. But I love to
win,
you know, and this game is all about winning.
Indeed. Indeed. So I wanted to show you, we also like to... Highlight iPad stands of the week.
Take a stand, Sarah.
Well, I'd like to. I use the Dodo case.
Yeah.
The Dodo case is, people say, why do you keep using the Dodo case? What's so great about it? Because sometimes it will sort of slip off my table. And I like it because when I, you know, I'm on the go, it looks kind of like a little moleskin. It's compatible. It's portable.
Yeah.
It's compact. I can stick it in stuff. But it's
solid.
It's got a nice hard frame, but it feels like a book. But it's not great for everything. So instead of trying to do a show based on stands, Leo and I have never quite figured out how to make that work because there's so many. We just like to highlight stands every once in a while that we think are cool. And this particular stand is part of a Kickstarter project. You're familiar with Kickstarter,
aren't
you? I
love Kickstarter. I think I'm going to start doing Kickstarter for my salary.
Oh.
Just every year, say, like, if you want me to do shows for a year, donate to Kickstarter.
Interesting.
No, I'm not going to do that. But wouldn't that be interesting?
I'm actually kind of surprised no one's done that yet, even as a semi-joke.
Just pay me to do stuff.
Because depending on the person...
You're the boss.
You could maybe get somewhere. Let me log back into my... Strange, I don't know why I just got kicked out of my...
What'd you get kicked out of?
I got kicked out of our dock.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So that I could...
The dock got bored.
It did.
Said, I'm out of here.
So. Yeah.
Thanks, Doc.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, so this iPad stand, here we are. I'm back.
Velux.
iPad stand is called Velux, and it's a Kickstarter project, which for anyone who's not familiar with Kickstarter, as you can see, what the folks behind Velux have done is they've made this neat video showing this iPad stand that they've got, which is like really cool, very retro looking, made of wood. You put the iPad in. And it's kind of like a little TV. So, yeah, it takes up space. Not very
it's
portable.
It's actually the size of TVs in the 1950s.
Look how rad that is. I mean, that is neat. So what they do is they say, listen, we need $5,000 in order to basically get these, you know, mass-produced. In mass-produced can obviously mean different things depending on how many they want to make. They've passed their goal. As you can see, they're at 5,400 with 32 hours to go. So this is a successful Kickstarter project. And what's neat about Kickstarter is, and the way that they can get people to participate is, if the Velux people hadn't met their $5,000 goal and you and I had donated, we'd get our money back because we wouldn't be donated to something that's never going to see the light of day.
Right.
So the idea is if they reach their goal, then we all win and they have incentives for people. You know, like, for example, this Kickstarter project is, you know, if you pledge $25 or more, you'll receive a felted wool iPhone cover made from recycled French army blankets.
Wow.
The perfect winter wrap for your iPhone. And if our funding goal is met, we'll make sure it's on its way to you in time for the holidays. So that sort of thing. So it's like you have incentives to pledge a certain amount of money.
But you don't actually get the case if you pledge the money. The money is just to get the case going, right?
It depends on how much you pledge. So they've got incentives. It's like, I like this project, but I'm not willing to pledge, you know, $250. You'll get the French Army blanket iPhone case. If you pledge $250 or more, you will receive your very own Velux.
You'll actually get a case once they start making.
Exactly. Okay. Because, I mean, you're not paying to, yeah, I mean,
you're not paying for the case directly. You're paying to get the thing off the ground.
You're paying to support folks who are doing something cool. You know, it's very, this is kind of, you know, anybody who's familiar with Etsy, there's a lot of Etsy-ness involved. You know, a lot of this is do-it-yourself. Bands use Kickstarter. This is the first iPad stand that I've heard of using Kickstarter. I did notice recently that there was a nano watch. You know how people are putting mm-hmm. nanos into little bands to use as a watch. There's a really neat watch creator who's had a very successful Kickstarter project recently. So very cool. It's nice to see iPad stands reaching their goal. So those of you who have pledged for a VLUX, looks like they're going to be making more. And maybe you even pledged enough so that you already have one on the way. Pretty cool.
Now, you and Leo use the Hootsuite, do you not?
Yes, we do use, well, Leo doesn't use Hootsuite, and I used Hootsuite as sort of a TweetDeck alternative. And Hootsuite, of course, many of you remember, is the third-party app that Twitter started using kind of as the guinea pig to run inline advertising.
Right. Right, they got the first run of that.
Right, and a lot of people sort of said, oh, well, that's the end of my Hootsuite days. But you have to assume that if all goes well, then this will be rolled out into...
Everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really not, I mean, you can't really see it as...
Well, what's the advantage of Hootsuite over other...
Well, okay.
TweetDeck type things.
So there are a variety of reasons that Hootsuite is cool. The most obvious one is that although it is a Twitter client, it's also a Facebook and Foursquare client.
Okay, so it's an all-in-one.
So it's an all-in-one for kind of the big guys. You know, so if you're not a big Foursquare user, that might not appeal to you, but Twitter and Facebook certainly.
That'd be handy to have on an iPad.
Which it actually is, Tom. Funny you mention that because Hootsuite is on the iPad, and what's kind of cool about the Hootsuite app is that many people will... Ooh, you don't want to look at my direct messages. Those are very dirty. No, I'm just kidding. Many companies will have an iPad app and then an iPhone app. Twitter, great example. iPhone app works well, iPad app works well, but they're not the same app. Mm-hmm. In fact, they work in very different ways, and I've had to learn depending on, you know, which one I'm using. Oh, how does this work again? And this crunching and this and that. Hootsuite is a universal app that works exactly the same on both.
If you know how to use it on your desktop, you know how to use it on the iPad.
And you use it on the iPhone, iPad as well. It all works the same way. The iPad just, you know, as it is with many clients, the real estate is what you get the most out of. So, and this will, you know, anyone who's familiar with a good, robust third-party app loves how you can get, you know, your home feed and your mentions, your DMs, DMs out, tweets that you've sent, all of your favorites. I mean, obviously, I favorite tweets all the time, whether someone says something funny or it's something for iPad Today or something for TNT, retweets to me and so on and so forth. And if you want to, you know, your settings, your social networks, like I said, you can add a social network, which I've added Twitter and Facebook, haven't added Foursquare yet, but I could look at those updates as well because, of course, not all of my friends are Twitter users, but some of them are Facebook users only. Your account, you have a lot of... you have a lot of options as far as, you know, how you want to customize it and colors and this and that. What you might say, well, Hootsuite, I don't know. It looks kind of like TweetDeck. People do complain that TweetDeck is buggy and slow in the way that Hootsuite isn't.
Ah.
So Hootsuite loads up real fast, and that's true. I mean, I've
noticed
that.
It's got a reputation for reliability.
It's got a reputation for reliability. You've got the obvious stuff, like good search capability. And then they've got sort of their curated list of featured tweeters. I'm never on any of those, but every once in a while.
I hate that list then.
You do?
Yeah, because you're never on it.
Yeah, because I'm a good tweeter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, Hootsuite is it's available for the iPad. Again, if you're a Hootsuite user, and especially if you're a Hootsuite iPhone user, you'll love this because there's nothing to learn. It's exactly as you've always remembered it. And if you're not a Hootsuite user... you know, it's hard for me to recommend a client to somebody who's already really happy with their Twitter client. But if you're not, then check it out because it works really well.
Hey, and is it free?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the harm then?
Exactly.
You just try it out.
Check
See
it out.
If you like it, maybe if you don't, go back to the one you're used to.
And you know what? If you don't use Twitter at all and you think it's the stupidest thing in the world and you're a Facebook user, use it for Facebook.
Yeah.
Better than the Facebook app that doesn't exist. Mark Zuckerberg says iPad isn't mobile.
Well, it's not. It's not a mobile phone, which is what they were talking about.
But it's mobile. I can just pick it up and carry it on out of here.
Not as mobile.
I want to.
Can you put it in your front pocket?
Yes.
You have big front pockets.
Very
then.
Big, deep pockets.
You do.
Very
deep,
rich.
That's why they call you Deep Pockets Lane.
I have 6 iPads in my pockets right now. Yes.
I thought you were just strangely armored.
No, I'm just rich.
Just rich.
Really rich. Like Rupert Murdoch.
We are rich because we have another sponsor.
Yeah, we do.
And it's actually a sponsor with news.
Yeah. So can you guess? We actually mentioned the sponsor earlier in the show. Let's play the sponsor game. No, let's not. They probably don't want us to do that.
Next, sponsors like it when you say their name, not make people guess their name.
Who do you think? Starts with an S, ends with an ox.
Yeah, so when we were at the Gadget event, we talked to the Slingbox folks. And, as we mentioned, they said we'd be having a Slingbox app for iPad. Cranberry sauce soon.
Right.
It's after Thanksgiving. That's what the cranberry sauce referred to. And now Slingbox is available on your iPad. Now, I was using the Slingbox iPhone app on my iPad, and it was okay, but it was double pixeled. So, you know, your high-def streams, if you had a Slingbox HD like I did, they didn't come through very nicely because it's all double pixeled. Now, that's not a problem. You can actually get the Slingbox meant for the iPad and download it from the iTunes store.
Yeah, it's Sling Player, mobile for iPad. It's $29.99. Of course, you need a Sling Box. Tom, you have one.
Yeah, what you do is you take your Sling Box, you buy it, you hook it up to your television, you hook it up to your internet, and then anything you get on your TV is available to the Sling Box software. So you can download it for free for your desktop or PC. You can buy the apps for your BlackBerry, your iPhone, your iPad now.
Yep.
And able to watch anything that is on your home television, including stuff on your DVR, movie channels you get, live sports, without paying anything extra for the service. It's pretty nice.
Yeah. So, you know, the Sling Player is one of those things where I'm always telling people, you know about Sling Player, and I'll explain it to them, and they'll go, that's magic. How do you do that? That said, watching something on your iPhone, if that's what you've got and you want to watch something, you want to watch a big game, and you're in a hotel and in a different city. And
for instance, yesterday, up in wine country with my sister and my brother-in-law. Mm-hmm. Brother-in-law, huge football fan. If he'd had Slingbox,
he would have been able to watch the game while the two of you were enjoying some delicious Sonoma County wine.
Exactly.
That said, the iPhone is a small device. That's what you've got. Great. But if you had an iPad, wouldn't you choose the iPad as far as the device to watch the football game on?
Hyundai Winery had free Wi-Fi.
They did?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
No kidding.
So Slingbox, it's a wonderful product. We're so happy that it's now on the iPad. And if you're having connectivity problems at home, or we'd show you how it looked on the iPad.
Yeah, it has
iPad,
nothing to do with the Sling. I've got problems with my internet.
Yeah, so thanks, Tom.
Thanks, internet.
Yeah, you're the best. But Slingbox, we thank them so much for being a sponsor. It's a great product. And by the way, it's worth mentioning, portable devices are not just limited to iPhones or iPads. You know, BlackBerry, laptop, MacBook, computer, whatever. I mean, you can use your Slingbox in a variety of ways.
You know who else we should thank?
Who?
Viewers like you.
Oh, yeah. You guys are the best. We love you guys. And the reason we love you guys is because you write us and send us pictures of dogs and cats. And there's nobody who sent a picture of an alligator. That was a challenge from a couple weeks ago.
Alligator challenge is still standing.
Oh, yeah.
The alligator challenge continues, ladies and gentlemen, at this hour. Still. No iPad alligator pictures.
No. Somebody down in Florida has got to have a pet alligator who likes to watch our show.
Or in a New York sewer.
Don't let me down.
Yeah.
Or in a New York sewer. There are no alligators in New York sewers, are there?
Or are there?
I don't know.
That's what the liberal media wants you to think, Sarah.
Yeah. Wow. You just blew my mind. I'm going to read some UK apps about this.
Read up on drugs.
I'm going to get the real story. But now, I want to, first of all, I want to apologize to all of you who've been fervently sending me pictures of your cats and dogs watching iPad Today or another Twitch show. We've seen them. Leo got a little sick of it. So I decided to take a couple weeks breather from the fur. But we're back, and we'll just go through this really quickly. First of all, this is iPad Presents Dogs versus Cats. So this is kind of...
It's all dogs today, though, right?
Well, no, that's not true, Tom.
Okay, all right. Let's see. What do we got?
We're going to start with Belle, the golden retriever. She watches iPad Today. We have actually a few different pictures of sweet little Belle. Belle looks kind of well-fed.
Oh, you did not.
She does.
Belle is fine. Belle, there is nothing wrong with you. You're a beautiful dog.
Don't listen to Sarah. Adorable. I'm just saying, she looks, I mean, would you like me to say she looks emaciated? She looks happy.
She certainly doesn't look emaciated.
She looks happy. So, Belle's human Peter sent us in a variety of pictures of Belle watching many iPad today. There I am.
There's a more flattering shot of
that. That's a nice picture of Belle. She's got a good coat. And she's in her bed, which is kind of a cool bed, with a blanket and everything. So thanks, Peter. Belle, you're a front runner in cute dogs on this episode. But Belle's not the only one who enjoys a good iPad, because Stripey, the cat iPad stand from Sellersburg, Indiana, is also featured today.
Is that a cat iPad stand or just an iPad laid down on a cat?
I don't know what you mean, Tom. What are you getting at?
I don't see the stand aspect of the cat.
Oh, there is picture. Look at that. The way
the iPad isn't even like straight up.
If there was no cat there, the iPad would be laying flat on a lap, and we all know you can't use an iPad
so
that way.
That's Jan's legs underneath there. Okay, I was a little perspective. I thought that was just like, I didn't realize that was a person.
Yes.
So I'm.
That is the whole point of the cat iPad stand, Tom.
It puts it all into perspective for me now.
Haven't you ever talked to Veronica about this?
Oh, yeah. No, I know.
There's an algorithm.
Still sitting up, though. Yeah.
Well, it depends on how you want to use it. Some people don't like their iPad to be sitting up that much. They just want a little cat butt.
No cats.
Just a little cat butt.
I have no cats.
Where are Django and Sawyer in the iPad stand war? Because I'd be happy to feature them on the show.
They don't stay still enough to want to do that. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're snobby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's Eileen's doing.
She babies
I don't want to say anything about her parenting skills, but,
You better not.
So, in the wars, I think Belle and Stripey, it's a draw. They're both equally adorable. So thank you. Thank you to Stripey's human, Jan Burke.
I know the alligator challenge is not finished yet, but I'd like to issue another challenge if I may.
Okay.
Cats and dogs sleeping together stand.
Ooh.
Combo picture. Cat and dog, iPad on, touching both.
I don't think it can be done.
It can be done either, audience.
Send them in, people. A video that Reggie Davis is a loyal viewer of the show, and he's always sending us in cool stuff, is a video of a company who's using the iPad using an app on the iPad as a point of sale device, meaning that, when you're at a restaurant or a candy store or whatever, they're actually using their iPad to ring you up.
Cash register.
Yes,
some of us call them.
Well, you're a lot older than me.
Yeah.
So cash register.
A cash box.
Right, yes.
Before the register.
The coin hat.
Yeah.
The coin hat as it was referred to.
The monk's purse.
But this is, a POS system from Revel, which is just one of many POS systems. I had no idea that they were so popular. And this video is actually, they show off kind of how it works. And then they show that it's being used in a fish and chips restaurant in Sausalito, California, which is not that far from us, actually. It's just south of Petaluma and north of San Francisco.
That's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. So they'll show.
I've seen restaurants using them as menus,
mm-hmm.
where they bolt the iPad to the table, and then you can flip through the menu on it.
So there they are at the fish and chips restaurant in Sausalito.
Check it.
It's the iPad app as the cash register. I mean, you figure, obviously these won't be free apps.
Good thing they're oleophobic screens.
Exactly. But if you're putting together a little storefront and you're kind of thinking of being a forward thinker, then there you go. So what was kind of interesting about that YouTube page, because we were just showing a YouTube video that Reggie had sent us, if you look on the right-hand rail where they'll show you similar videos to this one, if you liked this video kind of thing, there are a bunch of other companies that end up coming up. We won't go through all of them, but there are many POS systems for iPads in use. And there are a lot of instructional videos on YouTube of all places.
It's a rather expensive cash register.
It depends on what kind of options you...
I mean, we at Half Price Books in 1999...
Oh, boy. Here
we're
we
using
go.
Windows 95 machines with a DOS version of Fox Pro modified to be the point of sale system.
So let me ask you this, Tom.
And that entire system was probably still cheaper than an iPad.
So if you were to open a used bookstore down in Hayes Valley.
Okay.
today.
I wouldn't be able to afford it because of the rents, but let's pretend I could.
But let's pretend you could. Yeah. Wouldn't it be cool to have an iPad checking folks out?
So it's not a financially responsible purchase for the point of sale system, but you're saying it might bring in people who want to see, ooh, they're using iPads?
I would say not only is there the novelty, as are restaurants that use iPads for ordering, because of course people are like, wow, that's cool, let's at least try it once. But if you are familiar with the iPad interface and you can get good on it, you know, you've seen people who are like, it's almost like number input, you know, where people are really good on a cash register and you're like, look at them go. Wow, I ordered this so fast and they're almost done with it. I mean, if you're used to the interface on the iPad and you prefer it, then that just makes everybody's job easier.
It's a question of whether you think making it touchscreen is going to make it faster and more efficient.
But there already are touchscreens.
Yeah, but touchscreens are more expensive than just a plain old keyboard cash register.
But so, I wonder if, let's say, Burger King, for example, they use touchscreen cash registers. You know, they've got, like 5 across the closest Burger King to me. Not that I would know because I never go to Burger King for their fries.
They do it your way.
Yeah. But, would 5 iPads be cheaper than whatever system they're using?
Possibly.
I don't know.
Possibly,
I don't know the answer to that. But,
You
know, if you're a small shop, I would think.
If you're a small shop, I'd say iPod Touch with Square.
You know, I just got my little Square.
So did we.
You did?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. MG was like, well, why'd you buy that? And I was like,
it's free.
Exactly. I'm like, maybe I'll use it.
Yeah.
I don't have a good idea yet. I'm going to start selling some stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know what yet. I bought your beer. Swipe your card. Got my Square.
Yeah, exactly. Just start.
It makes that whole I owe you money thing null and
just
void.
Just carry a little, like, some stuff with you all the time and sell it on the street.
Yeah, exactly.
For extra cash.
So iPad point of sales, they exist, they're alive and well, and you've got a lot of options.
Thank you, Reggie.
Thanks, Reggie. Of course, we want to hear from you guys. You've got lots of options. You can write to us, iPadToday@twit.tv is our email address, and thank you so much. We've gotten so many emails lately, and we've kind of had a weird couple of weeks schedule-wise, so I apologize for not featuring more of you guys, But we'll get back on track soon. You, of course, can leave us a voicemail, 757-504-IPAD, or 4723 is our Google Voice number. Or for extra points, you can send us a video. You know, I haven't seen a lot of videos from you guys lately.
Bing, 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 bing,
I don't know if you're just camera shy or, you know,
points.
It's winter and maybe your lips are chapped or whatever. I don't care what your excuse
is. Maybe they're maimed.
Maybe you're maimed.
Way.
Yeah.
Maybe. We're going to assume that you are...
Maybe you just got back from the eye doctor and your eyes are dilated and you have to wear those funny glasses.
Until you send us a video.
Right.
Okay.
Prove us wrong because we know you're all lovely folks. We just want to see you. It's fun to see you, especially folks who write in a lot. You know, when I see a video from you, I go, oh my God, that's what Jackie looks like. She's so cute. So anyway, you can get a hold of us any way you want. iPadToday@twit.tv, 757-504-iPad, or... send us a video. And of course, just a reminder, we do get a lot of video attachments and we can't open those. So what would be really, really appreciated is if you just upload it to Vimeo or your MobileMe account or YouTube or, you know, anything that you can send us a link to your video. That's what we will use and we will appreciate it. Before we get to our app caps, Tom, want to remind you guys that our third sponsor is not is our last, but certainly not our least sponsor, and that's because it's Audible. Audible is the best place ever to get all your audiobooks.
Darren Kitchen will not be on Tech News today, Monday, because he is driving his car back from Virginia. And what is keeping him sane as he drives it and across the entire continent of North America from Virginia to California is Audible.
I don't blame him. Because Audible is, you know, Leo's always saying, it's funny, we have the same conversation almost every week. He'll go, you use Audible? And I go, yes, you know I use Audible because it's the only thing that keeps me sane because I do a bit of commuting these days.
Yeah, right.
I live in San Francisco and I work in Petaluma. It's a 45-minute drive each way. And it's a great way to not only listen to your favorite books, you can listen to certain newspapers.
Yeah, Wall Street Journal, New York Times.
Via Audible.
Magazines like Scientific American.
It's great. And, you know, there are, depending on the book, of course, sometimes the author will read the book to you, which is really cool. Audible has certain folks that they work with that just have these great voices, you know, so you can just kind of kick back and let your imagination run wild.
A bunch of Star Trek folks reading, I think it's called Momentous.
Oh, really?
Right now, a science fiction book. So Rene Auberjonois, who played Odo.
People got to be going ape crap over that.
Captain Janeway is in there. There's a bunch from different of the Star Trek series. It's really fun.
And, you know, if you think, oh, does Audible really have the book that I want? I mean, they've got over 75,000 titles available for download. So odds are yes. And they're always coming out with new books as well. Bestsellers, new releases. You can find them on Audible. If you want to go to audiblepodcast.com and audiblepodcast.com/iPad today is the promo code. You can download a free audiobook today, right now.
What are you reading right now?
What am I reading right now? The Amazing Adventures of Cavalier and Clay.
I am reading Our Patchwork Nation.
What is the Patchwork Nation about?
It's nonfiction written by a sociologist and a journalist about how the varying parts of the United States differ county by county. And they identified 12 types of counties, and they go through and they describe these types and how they differ from each other, saying, look, we're not red states and blue states.
Right.
We're lots of different types of
California is a great example of that. Orange County and Humboldt County, for example.
Exactly
same state,
the same.
Very different counties.
Yeah. Very different. Very different.
So Audible, we love them. They're a great solution. If you want to just try out an audiobook, you can get one free. You've got nothing to lose, and it's fun. And I think you'll be hooked. And the URL, once again, is audiblepodcast.com/iPad today. And thanks so much for supporting us, Audible. We love you back. Tom?
Can I put my cap on now?
You better.
All right.
Leo's birthday hat again, because if by any chance he's watching the show, I hope he's not, because I hope he's eating cake somewhere, not doing work. But I want him to know. Hey, Che Guevara.
I feel
what's on the agenda
like I'm
today?
Part of something greater than myself.
Well, you look like it.
The state over the individual.
Green is a very nice color for you.
For those in the audio version, I'm wearing a Mao hat.
Yes. Yep. It's a nice hat. I'm wearing a very festive birthday hat. There's really no way to make this birthday hat look flattering.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I'm somewhere between maybe sort of a side hat. Yeah, I mean, I think this actually looks really nice.
Bourgeoisie.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's.
You need to be brought in for thought modification.
I need to be brought in for something, that's for sure.
All right, what's your app?
All right, my app is, folks who watch the show regularly know that I don't try to feature apps that are iPhone only, but sometimes there are exceptions for really cool apps. This is one of those times. My app cap award today is called Memento. And what Memento is...
Oh, I thought it was Memento.
Like
the movie.
Like Guy Pearce.
Because there is sort of a similarity here.
Yeah, there is, actually. In fact, I had to look it up because I didn't know what the spelling was at first. One of the most annoying things about iPhone-only apps is sometimes they don't rotate. And this is one of those. So you can only look at it in portrait mode. That said, here's how it works. Now, what I've done is I've downloaded Memento. It's $1.99, so it's not free. It's $2, so you know, make sure that you like it first. What you do is when you first start it up, I'll pretend like I'm starting up for the first time. I go into Manage Feeds, and we'll go into Add Feed. Now, in the Add Feed section, Memento has already put together easy ways to connect feeds for a lot of the big social networks: Twitter, Facebook, Flickr, Last.fm. Dig, Gowalla, Vimeo, and then you have an opportunity to add in a custom web feed. So like sarahlane.com, my web feed, I can add in there. So once I've done that, I've gone ahead and already connected several of my feeds, the stuff that I use the most, so Twitter, Foursquare, Flickr, and so on and so forth. So I go ahead and say done. So you add whatever you want. Now what I have is a calendar version of all of my updates. Now, this is like a daily basis, but let's look at a monthly view of November 2010. Okay, so I go, all right, well, what did I do on November 3rd? Well, at 11:51 a.m., I checked into the World Series Championship. Oh, because that was the day afterwards. And I went to the broadcast parade at 11:56 a.m. On Twitter, I sent a picture via Instagram saying, bitch, lunch break ever. I sent that picture to Flickr from the Giants parade. So funny. And, you know, and then, you know, I talked on Twitter a little bit later. I did a lot of stuff that day. Took a picture of the cable car that that the Giants were coming down the parade in, and then I checked into a tour of sushi because I finished off the day with sushi. Now, what's so great about this is that...
You were so drunk, you can't remember any of that, but now you can.
I wasn't drunk. That parade was like 11 a.m. in the morning on a Wednesday. But just, you know, if you would have said, Sarah, what'd you do on November 3rd? I would have said, I don't know.
I have no idea.
And if I would have wanted to go back to my November 3rd tweets, that's a hassle.
But
I'm going back.
So you can start this at any time, and it will just take your feeds and collate them, right? By date.
Exactly.
So you don't. It's not like you had to have this running November 3rd even. If somebody says, what were you doing November 3rd? You could start this app up today and go find out.
That's exactly right. And it goes back pretty far. In fact, when you import, and this is different depending on the service that you're importing. But as you can see, like November 11th, 2009... I checked in at the apartment, the Time for God. That's my former apartment. And then I checked in at Bloodhound, and I had an old speckled hen. I called it old speckled water, but it's beer. And so when I connected my Twitter account, so I just go back to manage feeds, and I'll show you a Twitter account. There's an option to say download previous tweets. No, I already did that, so I could begin it again, but I don't need to. Back 3,200 tweets, it'll let me go.
Nice.
Now, I've sent about 4,400 tweets since I joined Twitter in 2006. So I won't get everything, but I get the majority of them.
So if the
and that's
guy
better
from
than Twitter search.
Memento had this, he wouldn't have had to write stuff all over his body.
Oh my gosh, think of how clean he'd look today.
Yeah.
I know. Poor Guy Pierce. Somebody should tell him about Memento. Anyway, this is, you know, again, this is not just Twitter. This is pretty much any RSS feed that you want to add. And it's worth noting, too, that this is, it's kind of like a journal. So not only are you just importing services that you've recorded little, you know, you've spread out a trail other places, you can add a note within Memento itself for a specific day. You know, I could say that I was here with you. I could rate our show as 3 out of 5. It's just
yeah,
okay.
It's not bad, actually.
You know, that sort of thing. And save it and go on. So it's a great journal entry that also makes use of services that you're already using, and it gives you a really neat way to search via calendar.
Now, that is a very useful, maybe not productive, but useful, you know, way to document your life. My app cap has nothing to do with usefulness. It's called Ninjump.
Ninjump.
And it is, in fact, a way to waste time.
Oh, I love that.
By being a little ninja and jumping up and down. It's really simple to play, right? So you start out, you're the little guy running up, and all you do is you tap to jump back and forth. And so... if a bird hits you, you fall and you die.
But how did you know that the bird was going to hit you? It came so fast.
Right. So you got to keep your eye on it.
Oh, I see.
And then if you hit the bird in mid stride, and you got to avoid the guys shooting the stars at you. But if you hit the bird or the fox in mid stride, you capture one, and if you capture three of them, you get their powers, and then you can go flying around.
Okay. So it's
and
get
see,
them
now
before
I got a little
they get
force
you.
Field. Bird hit me. Of course, there's a delay. I'm trying to play off our screen capture, and so I'm actually behind.
No, I understand
everything.
That ninjas are cool because they can like walk up walls. Do you only go up the whole time?
You keep going up, but it keeps getting harder.
I see.
So eventually, there's more things in your way. There are more. There's faster foxes and birds. There's more guys throwing stars at you. And it just gets harder. And the idea is to get farther up.
Right.
The height of your climb is actually what determines your score.
Because all ninjas would agree that the higher you are, the better you are.
Yeah. The higher you are, the closer you are to ninja perfection.
Beautiful. Ninjump. You know, Leo showed
and
off
free,
fruit ninjas a
I
few
like
weeks
the fruit
ago.
Ninja, yeah.
Now we've got Ninjump, also free. So, well, I don't know if Fruit Ninjas is free or not. I can't remember. But the Ninja on the iPad is a very popular game.
And they're not true. They're not true to the roots because you can see the ninjas in the game. It would be awful hard to play if you couldn't.
Right. Well, but it's like a third person ninja game.
You're suspending.
You can see yourself.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, not if you're a really good ninja.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you could even see yourself.
You wouldn't be able to see yourself. Yeah.
That's how good you were.
Right. So. Where am I? I don't know.
Yeah. Can't you have to myself. Suspend some disbelief.
Ninja. That's fun. Ninjump. It's free from backflipstudios.com. Tom, we have come to the end of our episode 22 of iPad Today.
It has been a pleasure.
Don't
Thank
cry.
You, Sarah.
Don't cry. We can do this again another time. We're going to be doing TNT
a little bit later.
Okay.
I know it. We'll never have this show again. This show is over.
That's right.
This hat hurts.
One moment in time.
I remember now why.
This hat hurts my ideology.
Birthday parties as a kid because the rubber band would kind of dig into your.
That's better.
That's looking good.
Free your mind.
All right. So that's
it for this
episode of iPad Today. Thanks so much for joining us. And for those of you who are watching us live, thanks so much for joining us on an off day. Remember, you can subscribe to the show. And that way it doesn't really matter if you miss it live because you'll always just get us without even trying. Twit.tv/IPT is where you can do that. And you can never miss a show again. I'm Sarah Lane.
I'm Tom Merritt.
We'll see you next time. An iPad Today.
See ya.
Woo! I'm supposed to howl.
Hey! Oh!